This is Lewis Navalier. It is Tuesday, April 27th. Well, I just want to reassure everybody, we are now in the midst of the first quarter announcement season, and by and large, my stocks are beating big time. So I feel very, very good right now. We have a lot of real strength compared to the market. And I wouldn't get out of the market if you're invested right now, because we have to let the earnings do their thing. Now, if you're looking for a time to take profits, take some money off the sidelines, that time is going to be the third week of May. By then, 90% of the earnings will have come out. And a lot of times when stocks gap up, they have to kind of, for lack of a better word, burp, digest their gains. And that will be the time if you need to take some money out of the market. I do want to remind everybody, June and July are seasonally good months, but the markets will become more narrow. We are now in the midst of peak first quarter sales and earnings momentum. The second quarter results will still be very positive, but sales and earnings momentum may slow. The few companies that can sustain good sales and earnings momentum when the overall market's slowing will obviously be emerging as market leaders. So I envision an increasingly narrow market environment, and what I do every earnings season is, you know, I will sell some stocks I don't think will be that strong in the second quarter. But right now, folks, for lack of a better word, it's lock and load time, so hang on, enjoy the ride. No reason to panic. And today, even though the broad indices are down slightly, we're up, so I don't think we should worry. Now, we're getting stunning economic news. The Conference Board came out with a Consumer Confidence Index, and it jumped to 121.7 in April, up from 109 March. And the Present Situation Index skyrocketed from 110.1 to 137.6. Folks, these are just numbers I've never seen before, okay? So consumers are happy. Obviously, they're happy with the checks in the mail. Obviously, they're happy it's springtime. Obviously, the economy's recovering. There's starting to be labor shortages everywhere. So we're probably going to get some wage inflation. We have inflation in steel, copper, lumber, obviously crude oil. So the Fed purposely engineered the economy to create inflation. When prices are starting to rise, everybody rushes to buy stuff. So I feel very good where we're at. And manufacturing's at a 37-year high. The service sector's coming back with a vengeance. So we're in good shape. Now, the key is Biden's going to address Congress here this week. He's got to, you know, be inspirational. What's interesting in all these proposed tax increases, there's also a lot of infighting within the Democratic Party about the SALT deductions. There's a scathing article in the New York Times today that they're very upset with one wing of the Democratic Party that they want to remove they want to increase the SALT deductions so rich people can write off all their property taxes and all that stuff. And so this is what they do in Washington, D.C. They have a lot of infighting. And so that's stalling out all these proposed tax increases, which means things are going to be great this year. And then, of course, you go in the next year, everybody wants to win elections. If you have a strong economy, you don't want to kill it, okay? So it's just imperative that President Biden be positive and be inspirational and maybe even be a little funny, okay? That all will help, the economy grow and prosper. So it's very, very interesting environment we're in. The census is big news this week. You know, some of the blue states are shrinking. Some of the red states are growing. And that seems to upset a lot of people. It's also very interesting that some of the states didn't have the tax revenue hit they thought they would. And some states with surpluses, like Utah, you know, got $1.5 billion from the federal government, even though they have a huge rainy day fund. And not only the state, multiple counties in Utah. So, you know, it's interesting. You know, the federal government threw money at us. They threw money at states. And all that money stays in circulation. And that may explain why bond yields didn't go up. And then stabilized, because, you know, you put the money in the bank buys the bonds, the other treasury securities, and And that's that. I have a lot of confidence in Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary. You know, the money supply in America is up literally 40% in the past year, based on M2. And all that money's sloshing around. It's driving real estate prices higher. You know, we got a 15-year high in home appreciation that was announced this week. That helps consumer confidence because a lot of consumers are homeowners. It helps the stock market. It helps collectibles, wherever that money's moving around. So I feel good. One last thing, obviously Tesla beat on their sales and earnings and looks pretty good, but the stock is down today. Tesla's always confusing because they sell these EV tax credits and sold a record amount last quarter. They also made $101 million from selling 10% of their Bitcoin holdings. And I just think those are kind of distractions from its underlying operating earnings. And Tesla used to have a lot of cheerleaders on YouTube hyping their stock because Tesla would give them free stuff. All that has ended. You know, Tesla last year was giving away Powerwalls, Model 3s. They gave away 80 of those $250,000 Roadsters to YouTubers for referral credits. So all that has ended as of last year. And now those YouTubers are, that are still big electric vehicle fanatics are being sponsored increasingly by Chinese companies like XPeng. So what's happened is their cheerleader section kind of disappeared. And maybe that's why the stock's not as strong as it used to be. It is, of course, priced for perfection. Everybody is expecting them to open up these new plants in Berlin and Austin and, you know, take over the world. But EVs grow, you know, they're losing some market share. Not so much in the United States, but in elsewhere. So fascinating times we're in. So don't let Tesla bother you. It was priced for perfection. But our stocks trade at much more reasonable multiples, still providing very good guidance. And if I don't like the results for any reason or I don't like the guidance, I'll sell them. So this is a time to enjoy. So I want you to hang on, enjoy the ride. The next two and a half weeks are going to be great. And if you do want to take some money off the table, it'll be the third week of May is when I'd recommend. And that will just be the pause that refreshes because June and July are seasonally strong months as well. So this is going to be a great year, folks. And I just want to make sure you ride through earnings announcement season and enjoy the ride. So that's your update for now. It's Louis Navalier. This is Nirvana. This is Goldilocks. There's a lot of words to describe the current market environment, but it's definitely a lock and load time. And so we're going to make a lot of money next 2.5 weeks because we got great sales and earnings being announced. That's it. I'll update these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.